settings dictate the hazard services console appearance for different workflows like river floods and flash floods. Once you start to use hazard services, you will likely want to configure some settings for your unique local workflows. As discussed in the user training, you can show or hide columns, rearrange columns by simply dragging and dropping, sort or filter columns, and format cell colors, italics, and blinking based on defined criteria. Examples of helpful configurations include hazard organization, such as by type, status, or CWA, column organization, such as which columns are visible and their order, and cell appearance, such as color fill, flashing, and italicizing or bolding text. The easiest way to make changes to settings is to interact with the console, save the setting, and promote it to a site overwrite, but changes can be made directly in the settings file as well.